Hello and welcome to the War Room. This episode is for the One Fight Night 6 main event for the Featherweight Kickboxing World Championship. Superbon defends his belt against the Featherweight Kickboxing World Grand Prix champion Chingiz Alazov. Now this is really a very exciting fight for a lot of different reasons. They've got lots of common opponents. They're both very high, very skilled fighters. They both approach the fight in quite a different way though. On Superbon's side, you've got someone who's supremely conditioned, especially with his kicking. You know, he's very good over five rounds. He's very good at pacing himself and staying disciplined. On the other side, Alazov, he struggled a bit in his one debut. He lost a split decision to Enrico Kell, but from that point on, he's just looked so strong. It was like that was a wake-up call for him. I need to pick up my conditioning. I need to be ready for this hard, fast kickboxing pace over three rounds. Now, this one changes because this is over five rounds, but of course, we know Chingiz Alazov has now got that conditioning. So what's going to happen in the first round and what's going to happen in the last round, if it gets there, could be very, very different, depending on how this fight plays out. So a quick tale of the tape. Now, the height and reach is pretty much a wash. Alazov has a half-inch height advantage. Superbon has a half-inch reach advantage. Overall record, Superbon has a record of 113 wins with 34 losses, 27 wins by knockout. On the other side, Chingiz Alazov, his record is 59-5 with 36 knockouts, which of course is quite a jump in knockout percentage. Before we move on, I'll quick go into this a bit further, because if you look at their Wikipedia pages, you can see a recorded record up to a point. Now, what I usually find with kickboxing and Muay Thai fighters is that their early record that's not recorded as well, they usually have a higher percentage of knockouts because they're fighting, you know, less skilled opponents, and they're finding their feet, and they've got a lot of enthusiasm, they're throwing with more power. You know, they tend to have a higher knockout percentage as they first get into their career, and then that tends to drop off. And that is reflected slightly here. So in the first portion of Superbon's career, 113-34, his knockout percentage was 23.8%, which is pretty good. You know, he's taken out nearly a quarter of his opponents. But then you compare that to Alazov, who's got 36 knockouts out of 59 wins. That's a 61% knockout percentage. Now, if we look at their recorded records, it pretty much stays the same. Alazov's drops a little bit, as does Superbon, but Alazov still stays at a 41% knockout ratio, 22 knockouts out of 47 wins, 13 knockouts out of 67 for Superbon, which brings him just below 20%. Superbon's also got 3 knockout losses on his record, and Alazov's never been stopped. And that's another thing that is going to probably shape the way that Superbon approaches this fight. Now, let's start with Alazov, because he's the challenger coming in here. He impressed all of us going through the Grand Prix, and I think, you know, there were some opponents in that Grand Prix that he wanted to fight. He wanted to get revenge over, you know, Gregorian being one of them, Sitichai being the other one, which he did get his revenge over. And I think, you know, coming into this with only a few losses on his record and the people in the Grand Prix that had already handed losses to him must have been a massive motivator for him. And I think also that split decision loss to Enrico Kell, which is where we're going to start, I feel like that really shaped the way that he approaches these fights. Because if we look at this fight, and what do we know about Enrico Kell? He is an absolute tornado of aggression. And this is one of the things that Alazov struggled with, is him just basically walking through the majority of what Alazov had to throw. Now, what we did see in this first round was Alazov fighting really well off the back foot and continually landing that uppercut, which I feel like might be a key in this fight. We saw it later on in the Grand Prix as well, but watch how he sneaks this in through the guard. Right hand, lead uppercut. And you can see how that snaps the head back of Enrico Kell, who's just kind of head down and double guarding. Again, you know, moving back, moving away, works very well off the fence. You're going to see the body shot there. You're going to see the lead uppercut again. Sorry, rear uppercut in a second as well. Like, just slightly out of range, but at the same time, still being pressured by Enrico Kell, not being able to land anything. I mean, look at how that kick bounces off the side of his head, which I'm going to come back to in a moment, because this kick is something he's very good at. Very good at flicking out that lead hand and bringing the lead leg up. There it is, look. But The reason why this is not landing partly is because Enrico Kell is incredibly tough. But the other reason is because of the range that he's at. He's so close. You can actually see as this lands, Look, the foot is over the shoulder. So the part that's landing is the flat of the shin right across the chest. The force of the kick is being spread out. And that's one of the benefits of Enrico Kell's pressure. Something that I don't think he's going to get against Superbon, but I'll come into that a bit later on. But the aggression of Enrico Kell was a bit problematic for him. It smothered a lot of his techniques. You can see how even though this kick's landing, it's being smothered. It's not landing with decent enough force. I mean, Kell's even conscious enough to try and catch it and lift it to continue his attack. But we're going to see the rear uppercut in a second here. He's going to circle. There it is, look. Lovely footwork as well. Rear uppercut and then off and away. But still, of course, Enrico Kell's going to pressure him. And there's that kick again. See, we're going to see the same thing again. And the reason I'm showing you this a couple of times is because the next fight I'm going to show you is his next fight, which was Sami Sarna, the beginning of the Grand Prix. And I felt like Sarna was going to cause him all kinds of problems because Kell had been able to pressure him. Sarna's tall and experienced and very aggressive in his Muay Thai style as well. But the build of the two fighters was slightly different. And also the growth of Alazov from the Kell fight to the next fight against Sami Sarna. So watch this. Here's this kick again. See how it kind of, like Enrico Kell's so close to it, you can see the foot's landing on the toes again. The toes are landing on the shoulder. He's not able to keep enough space between him and his opponent to land this kick on the sweet spot where the actual power is. Now, if we go into the Sami Sarna fight, you'll remember this one. You'll remember this being a very quick finish. Backed up against the fence, similar kind of situation to Kell. Bang, head kick. And now that's a very different situation. The reason is, and it's not too much of a different technique. The one thing I will say is that Alazov looked in better condition in this fight. I felt like he came in ready for this Grand Prix, ready to get some revenge. And I think that's not only supported his output in the first round, because you've got to remember, against Enrico Kell, he had a really good first round, but then it was Kell's aggression that started to kind of force Alazov back and allow Kell to take that split decision. It seemed to me coming into the Grand Prix that he was ready to go in this one. So he's already built that conditioning up and that motivation, and now he's proved it to himself by going through this Grand Prix. Now, think back to that kick that landed across Enrico Kell's chest. What you'll see here, and this is a lovely bit of footwork as well, he's going to go switch inside low kick. Then he's going to switch his stance, throw a power left hand. He's going to throw the right hand out just to flick it so he can step his back foot up and throw that head kick. But in this situation, the head kick lands perfectly. The difference is that Sami Sarna's 6'4", so he was a little bit further away with his hook. So the range changed slightly, but it suited Alazov. And the reason I'm making this point is because Superbon is a kicker. He likes to stay on the outside and play that kicking game. So for me, Alazov is going to have the range that he wants to work at, but he doesn't want to stay in that range and try and play kicks with Superbon. What we see from this fight against Sarna is that this was the beginning of the end, but what finished it was the boxing. And this is, I'll just play it through full speed. This is a really nice finish, this is. Okay, backed up against. Look at the distance between him and the fence here. Like, he knows he's under pressure, but he can still create enough space to throw that lead leg up. Okay, Swiss inside low. Switch stance, right hand, left hand, high kick. Now he chased him down. You're going to see Sami Sarna kind of wave it off in a minute because he knows he's not there. Did you see the uppercut sneak in as well? You'll see it because the flash at the back of Sami Sarna's head as it reaches to the ceiling. There it is, look. Powerful uppercut. Really good for when someone's just double guarding, which he's been able to catch a lot of people with in this Grand Prix. And then a flurry, and then watch this pause before he throws the last body shot. Pause, bang. Oh, I mean, I literally feel that all the way through my body when I see Sami go down there. Because it's not, like, he's under pressure here. He's got a head full of water. He's taken that head kick. He's taken an uppercut. He's now under mad pressure. Alazov's going, he's going, he's going. And then there comes a moment where all of a sudden, Sarna feels like everything's stopped. Oh, bang. Ugh. Takes the wind out of his body. Now, this is the head kick. There's the switch stance. Snap. You can see how that lands on the side of Sarna's head. Now, if he'd have thrown that against Enrico Kell or someone that was more aggressive and forcing their way into range, it may have bounced across their chest again. With Sarna, because he was so tall, he stayed out of range, so it was perfect for him. Against Superbon, who's a kicker, as we know, he's going to be out of range. He's going to be on the ends of those kicks. The difference, though, is that when Alazov lands a good kick and he does start to chase him down, it becomes boxing. And this is where I feel like he starts to win the battle over Superbon. I mean, you can just see the reverberation go through his ribcage. You can imagine what that feels like. Oh. And Son is a tough individual. You're not going to put him away like that. He was one of my favorites to get through in the Grand Prix and really make some waves. That surprised me. Alazov came in and looked incredible in that fight. and he continued to, as the Grand Prix went on, he went from one strength to the next, and he just impressed me each time. Superbon has always impressed me. You know, he's got a vast amount of experience, and of course he's training at a gym full of greats, the likes of Blackout. So he's refining his skills with some of the best around. When he came into One Championship, he took on Sitachai, who's another very, very experienced Muay Thai fighter. Now, they were fighting under kickboxing rules, so there was no clinch work with elbows. You could clinch to knee, but then you've got to let go. And they're wearing the big gloves again. Now, the difference was it was over three rounds instead of five. And what you tend to find with Thai boxing fights, 5 3-minute rounds, they tend to settle into a pace where the first round's kind of a little bit casual, kind of poking and playing and just, you know, feeling one another out. And then it gets to the stage in the second round where we're starting to build up momentum. Now we're starting to look for counters on one another. So there's a waiting game where you go first because I'm going to counter you. And then there's this little moment where no one's quite sure when to go. One fighter fires and then it starts this flurry of exchanges. And then one of the two gets a final say. That was the rhythm that settled itself into the Sitachai fight, and I enjoyed it thoroughly because they're both so talented. They both got such quick counters that neither of them really could be, you know, disrespectful about what was coming back in the opposite way. But for me, Superbon just looked physically stronger and more aggressive and almost always had the last say. And this fight also accentuates how powerful his kicking game is compared to the rest of his game. He has got decent hands. His jab's gotten much better, as we saw in the Gregorian fight. But what I will say is that when you see Superbon hitting pads, he doesn't hit pads like a boxer. He hit pads like a Thai boxer that's getting ready to set up a kick. And it is a different style of punching. You know, Thai boxing punches have got less force behind them, you know, which is why greats like Ramon Dekkers, when they went over to Thailand, they were able to bring a Western boxing style in, which was, you know, powerful enough to upset the balance. This for me is what Alazov can do in this fight. He can bring in a kickboxing style that will be faster, more aggressive, and more overwhelming than Superbon's kind of playful, I'm going to break you down over 15 minutes kind of style. Let's have a look at this Sitachai fight, because I want to show you what I'm talking about. You'll see immediately it settles into kind of you go, I go, like I'll go, you go, counters, testing each other's defense, seeing what the reactions are, and then till Superbon starts to blast him with a few things, like this beautiful teep to the midsection, or interrupting his attack as well, like that jam right in the midsection there, right on the belt line, just sets him off balance, throws him off balance, you know. The way that a good boxer would use their jab, Superbon uses his lead leg. And he can keep jamming that into your midsection to the point where it makes you feel nauseous watching it. When you see the Gregorian fight, you'll see what I mean. And I'm sure you've watched it. It gets to the stage where you're kind of sick of watching him teep him because you're like, God, how is Gregorian keep walking forward? Like, this must be incredibly painful. It's a very kind of jabbing, jarring teep, very upsetting to the midsection and upsetting to the cardiovascular system. You know, disrupts your breathing and you know, makes you wince every time you get hit with it. And interrupting attacks is going to be really useful against someone like Alazov, who is very aggressive. Like, you don't want to stand in range with Alazov and let him go first, because he'll go first and last. And that's the reason why this over five rounds is an interesting one, because going first and last is really good over three rounds, but you do start to slow down. And Superbon is a master at sticking to a game plan and extending that game plan out over the distance of the fight. Now, what we see here again, like we're just talking about the we're just talking about the work to the midsection. So we've just seen him land two really good teeps on Superbon. One to knock him off balance. Big step forward. Bang. And what you can see here is you can see Superbon lift his leg up to block it, because what he's expecting is the kick that he's just countered him with. Watch. Sitachai is going to go. Kick It's going to be blocked by Super Bonnie, who's going to fire the same thing back. Then when he sees Super Bomb move again, that little drag with the back foot looks very much like that kick's coming again. So Sitichai goes to block it. And look how it comes up on the inside and catches him in the midsection. These are the nuances in high-level Thai boxing fights, which for me as an MMA nerd just makes me go, oh, that was amazing. And there's a lot of them in Super Bond's game, which is why this fight being five rounds, it sways in his direction the longer it goes. Alazov's got to do something to damage him in the first round. He's got to do something to hurt him and to make a statement. And I don't think that's going to be an easy thing to do. Like this little trickery here, it's one thing to catch me. You know, if you're Super Bond, you spar me in the gym and you catch me with that, yeah, it makes sense. Because I'm not going to read that tell coming. I'm not going to be quick enough because I don't have the years of experience of Thai boxing. But someone like Sitichai biting on it shows you how good that feint was. The fact that Sitichai thought that this was a body kick coming because it looks like that. See that drag? And then we fast forward it on and then we're going to see the same drag again. And it's just that moment there. That's what sells it, because that's what causes Sitichai to block, because he's blocking at the same time as the legs coming up. Really lovely timing. Very, very clever work. And again, the speed of it, of him being able to pick this up and jam him in the midsection to interrupt that kick. But the other thing as well is his body work. And Sitichai, again, being a veteran, hides this very well. And this, I'm going to keep going back to the five round thing, because it does change things a lot. Working targets that are going to slowly dismantle your opponent, like taking nibbles out of them throughout the first and second round, is one thing that Super Bond did so well against Gregorian that allowed him to maintain his title in that fight. When you're fighting a powerful kickboxer like Chingiz Alazov or like Murat Gregorian or like Petrosian, you need to be very cautious about when you open up your own guard to attack, because anything that comes through could knock you off your feet. You know, three knockdowns in a round, you know, you just don't want to be in that situation. You don't want to be in that situation where you've been knocked off your feet once or twice and like you're waiting for that next big shot to come. Super Bond's really good at staying locked up and staying nice and tight and only opening his guard when he needs to attack. So Alazov's going to have to force his way into Super Bond's game. And these long range techniques are going to be really useful for Super Bond to manage that distance. But also, the kick to the midsection from Super Bond is like his secret weapon. He's got it off both sides. And Sitichai hides this so well. Big kick to the midsection. And you see Sitichai just kind of back off and step away. Now, that was a bit of a fight-changing technique. But once Super Bond had planted that seed of that body kick, he had then the head kick to go to, which we saw in the Petrosian fight. Now, what you see Sitichai is he's wise to it. He sees this coming and he dives to the floor and scurries away. But Petrosian doesn't. Petrosian stays right in front of him and keeps taking these shots to the midsection. There was a bit of a toughness and a disregard for what Super Bond could do in this fight. The discipline of Super Bond to stay away from the hands of Petrosian and just to keep slipping in and outside. Like you could see the frustration gathering in Petrosian. Like watch here. He's going to step in. He's going to throw a punch that's going to miss. See how Super Bond just glances it to the side of him. Palm on the back of the head, moves himself to a safer place. Gregorian cuts him off and throws another shot, which slips to the opposite side and he gets punished for a knee. Super Bond wouldn't play the game that Gregorian wanted him that Petrosian wanted him to do. He didn't play the same game that Gregorian wanted him to do. He can't play the same game that Alazov wants him to, because if he does, he's going to get into a boxing match with power, and that's where it starts to sway in Alazov's favour. 61% of his overall wins by knockout compared to 24% by Super Bond. Definitely there's the opportunity for Super Bond to hurt him, but it's going to be an accumulation of damage, not one single shot that's going to do it, which is what Petrosian was looking for, and which turned out to be his mistake and the frustration that we were seeing coming from him. Now watch this. That's the finish of the fight. And you could call this, you remember the old MMA call from back in the day, body, body, head, if someone was in the guard, bang, bang, bang. You know, what was the point in that? Body, body, bring their hand down, punch them in the head. It was such a simple rhythm that it kind of became almost a bit of a joke in MMA. Body, body, head. Like, you know, you can't keep shouting that. It's just, it's, you know, it's too obvious now. Watch this technique. Watch this. Body, body, head. There it is. There it is. And the reason why it worked is because the body work, the redness on Petrosian's arm here, you can see already there's a lot of damage that's been accumulated on that arm. Petrosian being so aggressive and determined to land his hands, though, kept him in that range and taking those shots. But he almost became a little bit nonchalant that the kicks were always going to go there. Part of the reason for that, if you're watching this back, you'll notice that Superbond does throw the high kick that he knocked him out with, but he throws it naked on its own. So it's easy for Petrosian to block. But when he throws it here, he throws it disguised behind two body kicks. Now, here we go. Let's go back. Love it. Here we go. Backs up, body, body, head. Now, when we hit the replay, we're going to see the second body kick. There it is. Look at the position of Petrosian's arm, right? He's there to receive that body kick like he's holding a tie pad. Then he's going to throw a counter, and then he's going to bring that arm back when he sees Superbond's hip engage. He's going to bring that arm back. Watch what he does with this elbow. He brings it to here. I'll draw you a little tie pad on there if you want. There you go. That's what he was expecting. He was thinking the kick was going back to the body again because he'd just been nailed with two of them. Body, body, head. There we go. Nice and simple rhythm in a Muay Thai kickboxing circumstance. Bang. Blocks the kick. Tries to counter. Pulls back to block the kick as it's coming. And you can see where his arm is. You see it from the other angle as well. You can see it in the definition of his shoulder, how he's braced for the kick. There he is, look. Like, this arm is in position to block a body kick quite clearly. This is where Superbond's very tricky. There are a lot of things that he can throw into a fight which will make his opponent kind of scramble and panic or react very quickly to something that has been baited for them. This was a really nice technique and quite obviously the biggest win of Superbond's career. You know, beating Petrosian is... nobody had stopped him. I mean, you know, it was an incredibly impressive win. Now, on that same night, that was the same night that Alazov fought Sami Sana. So right after Alazov had knocked Sana out in the first round, he then went back into the dressing room and then he watched Superbond do that to Petrosian, which must have been a bit of a shock for Alazov as well, because I would imagine that he expected Petrosian to win, because a lot of people did. You know, he was such a dominant fighter in that weight class. So a little bit later on, so what we got? That was October of 2021. In January of 2022, Alazov was back in there against Joe Natterwood for the semifinals of the Grand Prix. And this is really where we saw... We saw a really, really slick part of his game. But it wasn't like it was new to us. Like, we'd seen it all the way through. And as I said, you know, he came into this one. He had a loss to Petrosian on his record. He's got losses to Sitachai and Murat Grigorian. So he had a lot of revenge to work his way through in this one. Now, he got some revenge against Sitachai, but he didn't get the Murat Grigorian fight. Grigorian was removed from the tournament. He ended up fighting Joe Natterwood instead. And against Joe Natterwood, we saw a lot of the similarities of what we saw against Sitachai. Now, the reason why I'm starting with Sitachai is because I wanted to show you the comparison of how Superbon and Alazov both faced him. Because Sitachai had already beaten Superbon twice. He'd already beaten Alazov. He's a very, very experienced and dominant fighter. Superbon played a very Muay Thai game with him over three rounds. Alazov played a kickboxing game with him and really, really pushed him. Like, in the times when Superbon would wait and allow Sitachai to kick first to counter it, Alazov was going first, waiting for the counter, and then countering the counter. And because Sitachai is comfortable with that nice, steady opening round that he got from Superbond to an extent, when Alazov came out all guns blazing in the first round and was like, right, I'm going to stand right in front of you. Whatever you throw, I'm going to block it and I'm going to counter it. And was just, you could just see, like, Sitachai never really kind of settled into the fight because Alazov was there to prove a point. He was there to get revenge. He didn't want to be outpointed like what happened last time. I think it went to an extra round the last time they faced. He was going first and last, and he was countering. He was calling him on. He was showing how much more powerful he is at this point in his career, because he clearly is. And again, we see the uppercuts coming in. Really subtle. And again, respect to Sitachai. He hides it very well. Let me play this slow-mo. Watch this right-hand uppercut that sneaks in here just on the break. Bang. And you can see Sitachai's lead leg go. Bang. Oh. And hides it very well. So that's one thing that I think is going to be really useful. Although we did see great uppercut defense against Murat Grigoryan from Superbond. Something else that comes into this fight, which I think might be useful, which Alazov landed twice, is a spinning back fist. And he lands it almost immediately after this. Here we go. Let's watch it slow-mo. So back up. There's the uppercut. He steps away. He kind of realizes Sitachai's rocks a little bit, starts pressuring him. Sitachai fires back, of course. Kick to spinning back fist. And again, you see Sitachai's lead leg just kind of, oh. Alazov is a very dangerous person close range. You can't predict what he's going to do. Uppercuts and spinning back fists, as well as those long range kicks as you're moving away from him, it makes him a dual threat and an aggressive, powerful one. And against Joe Natta, what we saw him working this long range early on, like peppering him, kicking him, keeping him on the outside, but then closing in. There's that lead uppercut again. Steps in with it. Overhand right, sees his opponent double guarding. Lead hand comes up the center. Bang. Lovely punch. And then we see it again a little bit later on. Happy to play the outside game with Joe Natta, but also made sure that when he closed range, his punching power made a difference. There we go again. Splitting the guard. High kick causing him to block. Steps down, gets his head off the center line, and cracks Joe Natta on the split. Lovely. And then we're going to see the double uppercut. Here it is. The reason why I like this, you'll see it in the replay, is he fires the rear uppercut first as a way of getting Natta to react. And as he reacts to the rear uppercut, he switches it and powers the lead in. There's the lead. So he leans back into the lead uppercut. He thinks he's safe because he's out the way of the rear uppercut. And then he leans straight back into the lead. Bang. And that's what knocks him off balance. And once this started to come unraveled for Natawa, it continued. Because you've got Alazov now, who's really feeling keen to get this fight finished. And the power is proving itself, as well as this footwork and this pace. Watch this. Slip. Bang. Just lovely work. And it's that reloading of the back foot. Kind of similar to what we saw in the Sami Sana fight, where he switches his stance, he's orthodox, he switches, powers the right hand, switches, throws the right hand to power the left kick. Very good at reestablishing his base to generate more power. One of the reasons why he's really dangerous on the inside or when he's got you close up against the fence. Really lovely work that was. Very, very slick timing. So of course, Superbon went on to defend his belt against Murat Grigoryan, and I think this was a really good kind of a good test run for someone like Alazov. I don't really want to say a test run because Murat Grigoryan, of course, has got wins over Alazov. A very similar style. The difference here, though, is I think Chingiz Alazov, because of what's happened in the Grand Prix, because of what he's proved to himself in the Grand Prix, from that debut against Kell, which was a struggle split decision loss, to what he's done since, for me, he's found his rhythm. We're seeing Chingiz Alazov at the perfect time in his career to be fighting for world titles, because he is right there at the top. And I feel like we've got a group of fighters in this featherweight kickboxing division in ONE Championship who are all very competitive with one another. Superbon, Sitachai, Murat Grigoryan, Petrosian. You can throw them all in there. Alazov, it is a hot division right now. It's one of the reasons why I wanted to do this breakdown, because I'm very, very excited for this fight and what could potentially happen afterwards. Against Gregorian, of course, he wants to kind of close range because he felt like his boxing was going to be favourable. It's not like he can't kick, but most people don't have the kicking game to compete with Superbon. So he edged his bets and he tried to close his range. And Superbon, for me, probably, of course, the Petrosian knockout was a thing of beauty. It timed perfectly, but it worked partly because Petrosian was being quite hard-headed, keeping himself in range. Against Gregorian, who's got excellent defence, what we saw from Superbon is him like managing the space between them and sticking adamantly to a game plan. What you don't want to do against Murat Gregorian is start playing the ranges that he's good at. You don't want to stand in there and box with him. So we saw Superbon on the outside, poking him in the midsection, keeping him away with that teep. He must have landed 100 of them to the midsection. The redness around the stomach, the abdomen, was pretty red raw by the time we arrived in the fourth round. And Superbon just stuck to his game plan the whole time. He used a decent jab, but he really didn't overextend himself at all. Like, any time Gregorian came in, he would circle himself off, or he would tie Gregorian up and work knees to the body and then separate, find his space, teep to the midsection, jab. You know, look at the, like, he's forcing Gregorian to walk through fire, everything he does. And then when he tries to do something at close range, like, look at this distance covered here. Oh, too far. Here we go. So, I mean, you can pretty much see that Superbon is right in the center of the circle there because he's right on the one logo. So he's going to go teep, push him back. Gregorian's going to walk straight back into that space where he's just been kicked. Superbon is going to allow him to come just a bit further forward past it, and then he's going to jam him in the midsection again. Then he's going to fill that space one more time. He's going to walk onto a jab. Then when Superbon gets backed up, then he discards the long-range weapons. He discards the teep and the jab because now he's at too close range. So he now starts to look to slip because Gregorian's going to throw punches. Slip, push, low kick. Slip, push, circle. Very, very rigid with his game plan. Here we go again. Teep. Push away. Inside low kick, he's going to go high kick. Inside low kick is going to upset the balance. It's just lovely work all the time on the outside. Oh, here it is where he kicks him over. I mean, each one of these is just a poke, but that step through kick that he used, same as the one he used against Sitachai. He's really able to generate some power. And again, look what Gregorian's doing. He's blocking with his lead leg. He's expecting that to be a low kick. Very good at feinting and jamming that kick into the midsection. It's going to be really useful against Alazov, who's going to continue to fill the space in front of him while he's moving away. Here's the inside low kick. And then slip and move. And Gregorian on the inside, trying to land punches, trying to do damage. Nothing lands clean. As his lead leg taken away, takes his balance away, he lands on a leg that's already been battered. And then you see Superbon staying out of the way. Slips that lead hand. Gregorian's going to reset and throw another punch, which is going to go underneath him. And then he's going to come uppercut, which is then smothered by Superbon, who's got a hook on the back of the head as well, which is allowing him to start turning and pivoting and pulling Gregorian in this direction. Offsets his balance, keeps him out of the way of the uppercut, and then goes back to jab, teep, covers himself on the inside. This is what I'm talking about with the good uppercut defense. He's very, very good on the inside because he's not opening up to box. Most of the time people struggle against Alazov in close range is because they're trying to fire back or because he's going and then stops and they go, have a quick look, ugh, body shot lands. Superbon in boxing range is just going to be thinking solely about defense. He's going to think about defense and moving off the fence and finding himself space where he can go back to his long range weapons. Keep taking nibbles out of you as you're walking towards me. It's like guerrilla warfare. As you come through the forest to try and take the village, you've got guerrilla contingents all the way through, taking chunks out of your forces on the way. That's exactly what he's doing. As Gregorian's walking him down, bam. Oh, supply lines. Bam. Oh, supply lines. Oh, you know, each one of these is a small impact that will prolong the pain in this fight and make it really difficult for Gregorian to be any kind of use in the last couple of rounds. You can see this one's in the third round. As this progresses, it just gets worse for Gregorian, because he becomes more aggressive, which means he's walking onto these body kicks, which keeps smashing him in the rib cage. And all of this is wearing him down. It's scoring points. And then look at that. As soon as he comes into punching range, as soon as he goes to engage with punches, Super Bonds right on the inside. Not playing that game. Don't want to box with you. I'm going to kick you. I'm going to kick you, and I'm going to turn, and I'm going to keep you away. And I'm going to go back to my long-range weapons. Kick. Jab. Kick. Punish. Punish. Constantly. And then he gets you to fire back and counters you. Super slick Muay Thai countering. And this is a really, really lovely setup to a knee. Again, as we've talked about, getting people to bite on things, getting people to expect one thing and then give them something else. There it is. So he's going to land two teeps to the midsection. Whack. And then he picks that knee up. And watch how Gregorian pulls his elbows together. It's like he claps his forearms together because he's expecting that jam into that midsection, which is already damaged and already sore. And when he sees that knee come up, what does he expect? Block the midsection. And then he relaxes for a moment, just like Sami Sana did for the body shot. And what does Superbond do? Bam! Fires the knee in. Let's just watch that sequence one more, because it is really quite beautiful. Here we go. Full speed. Teep to the midsection. Teep to the midsection. Show him the knee. Hit him with the knee. Here we go in slow-mo. Bam! Very, very classy Muay Thai styling from Superbond. So what do I expect? Well, I expect Alazov to come out and try and really push Superbon back, because he doesn't want to be playing this kicking range with him where Superbon is so crafty and so skilled. Like, we saw what he's done against other really strong kickers in the sport, like Sita Chai. Alazov is a good kicker, but he also has great boxing, so he can't be leaning on the part of his game which is most competitive with Superbon. If I'm Superbon, I know that Alazov is going to be coming with fists, because why would he want to stand and play and trade kicks with me? That's what I do. So the game plan stays rigid and stays the same for Superbon in this one. Alazov closes him down, tries to do damage with boxing, and Superbon just ties him up, knees him, and turns him off. Gets back into space where he can go back to his jab and his teep and his body kicks. If he can keep taking those nibbles out of Alazov and keep him on that range, then when the first round's done, the second round's done, now we're moving into the third round, and Alazov's now bruised and hurt, and his cardiovascular system's struggling because of all those kicks he's taken to the midsection. Now he's going to start to get a little bit more desperate and aggressive and start to come a bit more recklessly, a bit like Murat Gregorian did. And that works even better into Superbon's game, because then he can do even less. He doesn't have to go looking for you at all. If I'm Alazov, what I'm going to do is I'm going to kind of try and give Superbond the idea that I'm going to play this kickboxing game, this long range kicking game with you, and then as I've retracted a kick, I'm going to start stepping in with my power punches, because if I can get Superbond countering me with a kick and I can hit him on one leg, I can at least knock him off balance, you know. It's not going to get countered as a knockdown if he was on one leg and it looks like he was knocked off balance, but there's a psychological impact of having to constantly keep picking yourself up off the canvas. So one of the reasons why Muay Thai fighters wrap and sweep that leg, because, I mean, the impact of landing on the canvas and also having to feel yourself keep picking yourself back up, you know, to get back into the fight is not a healthy psychological place to be. This is a fascinating one. They're very evenly matched height and reach. They have slightly different games. Superbon, of course, is defending his featherweight belt, but Alazov coming off that win of the Grand Prix, I feel like it puts them in a very powerful position, both of them. Alazov's got his revenge over Sita Chai. Superbon's coming off that win over Murat Gregorian, which, you know, is a real statement. He's also stopped Petrosian, which sent ripples through the kickboxing community. You've got to watch this fight. This is going to be fantastic. The One Fight Night 6 main event. Featherweight world champion Superbond defending his throne against the Grand Prix world champion Chingiz Alazov. All right, enjoy these fights, and I'll see you next time.